Thank you, Lord. Oh, we give him praise and honor. We do want to welcome everyone here. We want to welcome everyone who's watching by Facebook, YouTube, and all that stuff. We pray, all ladies, that you would have a very happy Mother's Day. And we pray the Spirit of the Lord would be upon your heart and upon your life. You know, as Christians, we need to listen to the Spirit of the Lord and let the Spirit of the Lord just lead and guide. You know, I've had the opportunity, and not just our God, that's just the Lord, however he wants to do it. Just about every week I invite people to church. I mean, I'm serious. People that don't come here, inviting. And you're not inviting out of yourself, because you feel the presence of the Lord. You feel God moving in the situation. You know, yesterday I was somewhere, it's coming out of a store, just about to leave, and somebody walked in. And I said, "Hey, how are you doing?" I hadn't seen that person probably in 15 years or so. I mean, that long. And as a pastor, I guess this is my thing. After talking with people a while, I always ask them, "Where are you going to church?" Because I can tell by their response, spiritually, what's going on and what's happening. Not, 100%, but, and so, I said, well, after talking for a while, and finding out some things about the family and all this stuff, just said, "Well, where are you going to church?" And, most of the time I can tell you, honestly, nowhere. It has gotten to that place where probably almost 100% of the time I can say, maybe 90%, that they're not going anywhere. And it, they've just gotten discouraged because of what they've seen and heard and all that stuff. And, and I talked to that person and I said, I want to invite you to come. And, she turned and she said, "Okay." She said, "Thank you." She said, "I've been calling out to the Lord lately." And I said, "Well, God has answered your prayer." And before I left, I said, "Now, don't let the enemy steal the seed that God has placed in your heart this morning." Or, it was in the morning. And so she said, "Okay." But, you just keep on doing what God says. As I was standing, I said, "Lord, just about every week I invite people." And and sometimes you see it, and a lot of times you don't. But as I was standing there praying, I said, "Lord, what do we do?" And the Lord just spoke to my heart and said, "Tell the people to keep on inviting. That it's about to turn around. And people are going to be activated to come. I mean, it's going to be like, because when we're doing, it's not us that has to bring them. We got to be the vocal to invite. But it's the Spirit of the Lord. And God said he's going to start moving upon that like we've never seen before. Because they need to be in church where the Spirit of God is, where the anointing is, so that it will do a mighty work in their heart and in our hearts also. But today's Mother's Day, and Jelaine and I, we pray that you have a great Mother's Day, that everything you hope for, it is. That I pray that all your children will call you, and if they don't call them, do a reverse and say, "I'm calling to wish you a happy Mother's Day," and let them hear the tone, and then they'll get around Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, Lord. You know. No. But I pray the Spirit of God would be upon this day for you. You know, as I said earlier, if it wasn't for women in the Bible, a lot of times the gospel wouldn't have gone on. Where they even have women in the Bible where they took their money and gave to the work of the ministry so that it could go on in the disciples' lives, that they could go forth and do a lot of things. There was even one woman who made a special room for the apostle when he would come by. I mean, added on to her house just for this one man, the prophet, that would come around. You know, that's just God moving upon the hearts and lives of the people. You know, Mother's Day became an official holiday in 1914. It was celebrated, but it wasn't a national holiday, if you want to say it that way, till 1914. And I know we are here to honor all women, no matter if you've had children or not, because some by choice don't have children, some because they can't. And so as a church, Delaney and I have decided to honor all women, no matter what, because we thank God for Him giving women to the church and women to the men. So thank you, Lord, for what He's given unto us. Remember this, you are a mighty gift. You should have said amen. But I know you're listening intensely. But you are a gift. A gift of great price that God has given to the church, to humanity, women. Because there are certain things that women have within them that men don't have. Y'all taking it out of us. See, that's what happened. Just think, he only took one rib. Thank God he didn't take the leg. Lord, have mercy. We wouldn't have been left with anything. but he took that rib and made. Thank God. You're a part of us as humanity, as men. God came and he presented. Now this is ain't even important, but that's okay. He presented all the animals before Adam, and none would fit. Thank you, Lord. Huh? Yes, he brought the elephant. That won't fit. He brought the giraffe. No, no, no. He brought the possum. Oh, God, get rid of it. He brought the bear. Oh, my Lord. Finally, at the end, he brought one last thing, the monkey. And he said, oh, no, that's not it. That's not it. And God said, I'll do something else. And he put a sleep came upon Adam. And God, the great doctor, as Adam slept, took that part of his rib from out on the side of. Now, you know, God, don't you think God could have made Eve just like he made Adam? Don't you think he could have done that? I mean, he could have, you know, found some dirt, you know, and formed and done all that stuff. But he didn't. He didn't, because women are very important to him and very important to their husbands, very important to their spouse. And he took that rib and he formed that woman. And that woman was exactly what Adam needed. So you see, women, you are very important to the man. You are very important to your husband. You know, some of you that are not married, you're very important, even though you don't have a husband. You say, thank the Lord. I don't. I knew Miss Betty would say something, but that's okay. That's okay. You know, she thought she was divorced, and then come to find out, It was close. She had been married for 30 years. But that's okay. That's another story. We celebrate where we are in life. You know, and you know, sometimes, you know, ladies, I know you've had to go through maybe some hard, tough times, you know, with relationships or with situations that have gone on in life. Sometimes the pressures of life is hard. You know, nowadays, you know, and this is not a good thing, but nowadays, for the most part, nowadays, wives have to work just like husbands, you know, to make ends meet, you know. And on a personal basis, I don't think that's the best thing. But now you might say, well, Pastor, didn't Jelaine work? Yes, she did. So, you know, I'm not saying nothing. I'm not saying it's wrong. No. She worked for 27 years. And so to help provide, you know, for the family to have. But I tell you what, the last 7 or so years of retirement have been the best for us. Seeing her at home, you know. Seeing her, yes, at home. So, you know, but also remember, God will provide. God will provide. God will provide. To have a woman at home to take care of those children and do what is best for them. I'm not saying other ways are not good, but I know God has done a great thing in that area. But I do know this, God provides always. Always, no matter what. And women, I want to thank you for all that you have done for the gospel's sake. You know, God has been good to, ladies, listen to this. God has been good to you. Even though I know, and when I say ladies, I know men, we're here. We just got to, you know, that's, we're taking part of this too. Somebody walked in the front. Somebody, go check and see. Make sure, let me just tell you this. Make sure you lock your cars. Yeah, Andrew, go see. Just make sure, you know, people walk and do and all kinds of stuff. Just lock your car. I've wanted to tell you that for a long time. Ladies, lock your car. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Amen. But, you know, God is a good God. And sorry about the interruption, but, you know, we want to make sure things are taken care of. You know, doors are locked and everything else. Amen. But, ladies, you are very important, and God has been good to you. You've always had a place to sleep. Huh? You know, sometimes as life, look, somebody locked their car. Everybody get your button out. Come on. Come on, press the button. I love it. I love it. Now they, yeah, amen. But just because it's in a small community does not mean you leave your windows down and your car open. Lock it up. Lock it up when you come here, okay? But you know, God has been good to you, ladies. You've always had a place to sleep. A nice, comfortable bed with a pillow. You know, just think of that. You know, sometimes we can get on the role of, you know, well, why is this happening to me? Don't ever get to that place. Don't get there. Then it becomes a poor old me, and we don't want that. Because we have a lot to be thankful for. If God never blesses you as women again, ever, you've had more blessings than most of the world has had in a lifetime. So thank you, Lord. You've had a place to sleep at. My Lord, thank God for the clothes that God has given unto you to wear. Now, ladies, I'm going to have to go this far a little bit. Thank God for the shoes. Don't throw them at me now, okay? But, you know, thank God for all the shoes that God has given you. I mean, look, I tell you what, sometimes the devil will try to get us to a place where, you know, it's like, oh, you know, God is not doing this or that. Let me tell you this. God has blessed us more than enough. Just by him dying on the cross and giving his life for us, ladies, that God has done more than enough. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now, that doesn't mean you can't buy more shoes. Oh. That was not good. That doesn't mean you can't buy any more purses or jewelry or, you know, all that stuff. You know, ladies, we want y'all to look beautiful all the time. Look nice. Within the limit of your family. Yeah. But thank the Lord. Get our eyes on what God has already done. And not what we may not have. You know, thank God, you know, I remember years ago my grandmother talking about food lines in Lafayette, how they had to go to soup lines and get food because, you know, during the wars, and so they didn't have it. But thank God for all the food that God has given you. You know, probably every one of us today is going home or going to a restaurant. Because God has blessed you. God has blessed you. Every one of us, men and women, we can, after church, we can jump in our vehicles and we can go to any restaurant basically we want and buy the food. Aren't we thankful for that? Amen. Get our eyes on what God has given us and keep our eyes upon him and not what we don't have. But what he's given unto us. To be thankful. For God has been good to me. Thankful for our family. Thankful for our family. Because we don't know tomorrow. Or next year. Or next month. What can happen. But to be thankful for our families. And what God has given us. To be thankful for the church he has given unto us. Amen. I'm going to go a little farther, too. Yes. Thank God. Almighty. Thank the heavens, the triune God, for your pastors. Yes. Amen. Amen. And let me tell you, I thank God for you. I do. I thank God just about every day that I know of for what he's given unto us. And how he has entrusted into us your soul. And so I do thank God. But I thank God for the things that you do have. And also thanking God for your Christian friends. Amen. How we need them. You know, throughout the word, women have played a very important role in scripture. From Hadashah, you know who that is? Esther. She delivered her people from an onslaught of death. If it wasn't for her and God putting her in that position, how many more would have died? Jews would have died. Thank God for Abigail, the wife of David, who had Samuel the prophet. People. Thank God for Anna the prophetess, who prophesied about Jesus. My Lord. Thank God for Jochebed, the mother of Moses and Aaron, my Lord. Thank God for Sarah, the wife of Abraham, the mother of Isaac. Thank God for Mary, the mother of Jesus. Thank God for Eunice, the mother of Timothy, then the Apostle Paul that helped. Thank God, ladies. You know, you might be thinking, I'm just a homemaker. I just work outside the home. I'm single with kids or without kids. But let me tell you, just thank God for where you're at. And thank God for what he's given unto you. And, you know, and that doesn't mean you don't press on for more of God and more of what he wants, more of the blessings of God. But I tell you what, it's time that we let the fire of the Holy Ghost invade our homes. Ladies, thank you for being ones that handle or hold up the candlestick of righteousness at times. That hold up the candlestick of righteousness at times. That saying, we need to do this. We need to do that. Asking God to move upon that family. You know, what a blessing it is. And I know we have some men here that love to cook, you know. But isn't it a blessing, men, after you work hard, come in, your wife is at the stove cooking? Just cooking. I don't know. And I'm not trying to, you know, whatever, however scenario that is, if it's available, if that can be done at times. Because I know the pressures of the world can pressure wives to be everything, and they can't be. They can't be. But ladies, thank you for taking on the banner of righteousness. And number one priority, thank you for praying for us. Thank you, as ladies, for praying for your husbands and your children and your spouse, your pastor. I mean, I tell you what, we need women that will pray and seek the face of God. Thank you for taking that time to pray and seek God, because there's no amount of value that could be placed upon a person or a spouse that will take the time to sit before God or kneel or whatever they want to do and call out your name before God. You know how precious that is? Amen. Such a rarity, but how precious that is? Because we have a lot of change we need to make, just like everybody else. And we need God, the Holy Spirit, to help us. And ladies, thank you for stepping in when things needed to be stepped into and taking on the role that needed to be taken on, from sometimes providing to praying to seeking God to helping with your children, make sure the homework's done and all. And that doesn't mean the husband doesn't do a lot. There's a lot on both parts. But because it's Mother's Day, we want to point out what you do. And we want to thank you for taking the time to seek God and to do the things that God has called you to do. I want you to turn, if you would, to John chapter 4, please. John chapter 4. John chapter 4. It's page 1845, if you have the Jimmy Swaggart's Bible. John chapter 4, verse, starting with verse 7, please. And I just want to read a few parts of it. There came a woman of Samaria to draw water, and Jesus said unto her, give me to drink. And his disciples were going away into the city to buy meat. Then said the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that you, being a Jew, ask drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Jesus answered and said unto her, if you knew the gift of God, and who it is who says to you, give me a drink, you would have asked of him, and he would have given you living water. The woman said unto him, sir, you have nothing to draw with. The well is deep. For where do you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well and drank thereof himself and his children and his cattle? Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinks of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinks of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up unto everlasting life. The woman said unto him, sir, give me this water, that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. Here we see this woman, a Samaritan. Samaritans and Jews never mixed. The Jews thought of Samaritan people as dogs, not even worth living. I mean, it's bad. Even today, you look at Orthodox Jews and stuff like that. They mix marriage. That very rarely will that happen. And if that happens, it's because they've come away from the Jewish faith. But they never mix, especially back then. And so here she sees Jesus sitting there, not knowing that he is what? The Messiah, the coming King. And she goes and, you know, he's there wanting to drink some water. And she, you know, he says unto her, you know, if you drink of the living water, you will never thirst again. And she's going, oh my God, what? And he actually preaches to her, tells her. He says, the living water that I can give, you'll never thirst again. And she's willing to get the water for him. It's an amazing thing. She's willing to get it. Women, you need that living water, which is the Spirit of the living God. That living water, as you get it, to spread it out to your family. You see how important you are to your family? That you get with God and you seek Him and you let Him fill you with the living water that's from above. That's just the Spirit of the living God. The fire of the Holy Ghost being poured out upon your life. That you can go to your children and your husband and say, look what God has spoken unto me. Now, God, let me tell you, God still looks at the order of a family. The world may not think so. The world may think that, oh, husbands, nah, nah, nah. Let me tell you, God still looks at those things as He's the Father and the husband's underneath, then the wife, then the children. Let me tell you this, your children, which are very important, and we love our children, but they do not come before your husband. Amen. Don't shoot me down. I know you not, you know. But let me tell you, your husband comes first. Well, I know you're thinking, well, I'm going to hit him first then. Okay, we don't want any fights now. But when your children are gone and you don't keep that relationship with your husband, you're going to find out one day when your children are gone and they're married and gone and it's just you and your husband, you know, just y'all, and y'all looking at each other and y'all saying, we don't even know each other. You know how many marriages have divorced after children have left because they have nothing in common anymore except the children that were in the home? And all of a sudden, because the children are gone, the two look at each other and say, who are you? That means you need to rekindle the fire. You need to fall back in love with your husband. And the husband needs to fall back in love with you, his wife. That you are two people brought together by God. And to be what God has called y'all to be. To be united together. To love one another above anyone else except God, okay? You know, I'm talking about the earth. No one else except that person. To love them and to honor them and to help them. You know, the one thing that a man wants is respect. You know what a woman wants? Love. Love. To show her love throughout the day. To tell her you love her throughout the day. Okay, now I've got to get back on women. But to do those things, to have that. But God said He would give this woman living water. And let me tell you, that living water is the fire of the Holy Ghost. You see, we need the fire of the Spirit of God upon our families. We need women that are full of the Holy Ghost, people. We need women that are full of the Holy Ghost. That they just let the fire of the Holy Ghost pour out of them. That I'm not talking about being loud. Some people may be loud, but some aren't. You have to be what God calls you to be. You know, I don't want to walk in anybody else's skin. You know, If I have to walk in somebody else's skin, they should have made two of them somewhere else, a twin somehow. You see, just be you. Yes. Now, be you the way God wants you to be you, yes, not the way you want to be you. Yes. Oh. Yes. Well, a lot of people say, well, that's just me. And I'm thinking, yeah, that's you. You know, you kind of, okay, that's you. But what does God say? And what does God want? Letting the Spirit of God, you know, move at will within the family. My God. You know, look, go before God, ladies. You might think, well, sometimes there's no hope. Let me tell you this. There's hope till the end of time. And the devil will try to tell us there's no hope. But there's hope no matter what. No matter what's going on in the home. No matter what's going on in the family. There's always hope. Because God gives us hope. And ladies, we need your prayers. We need you to seek God on our behalf. We need you to go before God and say, Lord, look at this guy. Change him, Lord. Do a mighty work. Or look at our children. Look, your children need you, ladies. They need you as a spiritual person. They need you as their mother. They need you. Now it comes less and less maybe as time goes on, you know, as you get. But ladies, your children need you. They need your wisdom. They need your godly advice. Sometimes we give too much. But they need you. Your husband needs you. You know, yesterday was Mr. Leonard's birthday. Called Miss Gail, said, oh, I know his birthday was yesterday. He would have been what? How old? Do you remember? I don't know. 70s? 77? It's an amazing thing to even. The other day I walked into a doctor's office, and I'm telling you, y'all, there was a man standing, you know, at the window, and at first I said, Mr. Leonard, I had to come back to my mind and say, he's not here. You know, you often think of those things, you know, you just see it, you know. But you know, God is still good, ladies. We need you. And I want you to know this, ladies. You are very important to us, Jelaine and I, as a church. We need you. We need your backbone. We need your prayers. We need you to go pray and ask God to help us, to lead and guide this place. You are very valuable. It says in Scripture that you are like a pearl that God has given to the world. And sometimes the world may have kicked it here or there. But I tell you what, to God, he picks it up and says, you're valuable to me. You're valuable to me. We need the fire of the Holy Ghost like we've never seen before, people. Just as was it Elijah that built the altar? Was it Elijah? When they built the altar to Moloch and Baal and all that, and they tried to light the fire, and they couldn't light it. Poured water on it, ten barrels of water. It filled it up so much that they couldn't, nothing could light it. Then all of a sudden it says the prophet came, called upon the Lord. And after they had poured the water and the sacrifice and everything upon it, that the fire came down from heaven above and consumed the water, the sacrifice, the wood, everything. Look, that's the God we serve, people. We don't serve a God that has a deaf ear to his people. We serve a God that his ears are open to us, people. Don't ever think that your prayers are going upon deaf land, a desert land, or upon deaf ears. Your prayers, our prayers, are going before the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And he will do whatever it takes to bring about those prayers that we've been praying about, to bring about what needs to be done upon the earth. The fire of the Holy Ghost came down and consumed all of it. That's the fire of the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Praise God. That's the kind of God we serve, ladies. Don't walk around, "Oh, poor me." Walk around, "My God is alive." No, no, I'm not talking about arrogance. No, 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 no. I'm talking about assurance. Not arrogance, but assurance in our God. Saying, "When I pray, I know God listens. When I pray, I know God is moving. When I pray, I know the Spirit of God is moving upon the situations." That's the fire of the Holy Ghost, people. Keep praying, ladies. Keep pushing on. Keep pressing in, letting God do what He needs to do upon the earth. Let Him do what He needs to do. Thanks again. Thanks again for all that You have done for us. Your prayers, the giving, all that You have done from the beginning of time to helping your husband succeed, to helping your children succeed in life. And I know at times putting yourself last to see because others need it. Thank You for doing that. And God says You'll reap a harvest that will come from heaven above. A harvest. It says the last shall be first and the first last. God will make sure that you reap the harvest of people, of souls, of whatever needs to be done in your heart and life. We appreciate you and we thank God for you. Keep inviting people. Don't give up. Just keep on going. Keep inviting people to church. Keep inviting people to your God. Keep inviting people. And let me tell you, God is on the move. God is on the move. God is on the move. God is on the move because He's coming soon. Amen. You may